Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. Time to talk a little Tiger baseball. Nico Goodrum entering his third season with the Tigers, and he is the shortstop. And he joins us now on 97.1 The Ticket. Nico, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're great. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Sunny and warm in Lakeland, we assume?
We're going to say sunny and hot.
Sunny and hot.
Oh.
We're not even going to say warm. We're going to say sunny and hot.
Wow. It's not that way in Detroit, but I think you know that all too well, right?
Yeah, I know that.
We're jealous. So you're penciled in to be the starting shortstop this season. How do you feel about that?
I feel good, you know, getting back to really what I know, what I grew up doing, 5 years in, you know, professional ball doing it. So getting back to where I'm comfortable at and, you know, seeing what happens.
During your first 2 years here, obviously you were known as the super sub. You played everywhere other than catcher and pitcher. Did Guardy sit down with you and say, this is what we need from you? Or did he just write your name down in the lineup and you grabbed your mitt and just went out there? Or did you kind of know that was what your role was going to be?
Well, coming into leaving from the Twins, the Tigers, that was what I went in doing, knowing that and being ready to do that. But as far as the lineup goes, that was pretty much just to show up and see what Cardi wants you to do. I knew I was going to be playing every day, just didn't really know what position that day. And so that was a challenge in just, you know, trying to get your work in the position he had you playing, as well as prepare yourself for the, you know, what he wants to do down the road.
So literally, how many mitts did you own or did you have for each game?
I had two outfield ones. I had two first base mitts, and I had maybe three different type of infield gloves. So my bag was loaded, you know.
And did you bring those to the dugout every day just because you never knew, like, what inning?
No, not to the dugout. I brought them to wherever we went.
Yeah.
On the road, but I brought just the glove I was going to do, what position I was going to play that day, and then left the other ones upstairs in my locker. And then if I had to make that change, somebody would go grab them for me.
Nice.
We were talking about you being a switch hitter, and during spring training, do you have more work than other players because you have to obviously hone your skills both right-handed and left-handed?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's more work. You got to do both sides and make sure you get the right work, enough work on both sides. But for me, it's a feel thing. I go in there trying to find a feel, and once I find it, I switch over to the other side and have some stuff I want to work on in my mind. So definitely spring training, I'm not trying to overload myself. You know, it's a long spring, and, you know, we just go get the work in and keep it moving.
We're talking to Nico Goodrum of the Tigers here on your Homer Tiger Baseball, 97.1 The Ticket. You know, we were just talking before you came on, Nico. Obviously, a couple of failed athletes here talking about sports on the radio. And, you know, we marvel at the ability to hit major league pitching like you guys are able to do, but to do it as a switch hitter, at what point in your career did you become a switch hitter? I mean, I assume it was in Little League or maybe high school. And was it a decision you made, or was it a coach who came to you and said, listen, you have the ability to do this? Because it's something that's hard for us normal human beings to comprehend.
Yeah, it's, you know, hitting a baseball is tough, period.
Right.
You know, whatever side you decide to hit on. But switching is definitely another thing you deal with as far as the difficulty in doing it. But growing up, it was Chipper Jones was my favorite player growing up. But my dad is the one that told me, you should switch it. And I fought him, you know, growing up. I fought him, no, man, I'm striking out on this left side, and I can't really, it's hard, and not making contact. I didn't want to do it. And then I listened to him. I bought into it. And so 11th grade is when I started doing it full time. And, you know, it's paid off. So 11th grade is when I started.
How's your health? You know, you missed a good portion of the season last year with the abductor. How you feeling?
100%. You know, I left Detroit 100%. They just didn't want to push it. and try to get me back out there and play for the year. So they wanted me to come back to spring ready and healthy, and that's what I did.
You know, we're getting ready for this interview. Nico, I was reading up on you a little bit, and there was a picture during the Tiger Caravan of you at the Charles Wright African American History Museum here in Detroit with some kids, and it struck me, obviously, the situation in Major League Baseball, we always talk about the declining number of African American players. You are one of those players. Is that something you take to heart, take seriously in terms of being a role model, or is that just the fact that you're an African American, you play baseball, and that's the end of it?
No. I definitely see, what's going on and the decline in African Americans in the league, and I definitely want that to change. And every time I go out there, I'm playing hard. I play my game, but I also recognize what's going on. And as you, it's just a thing you look out there and see. You're not blind to it. So I definitely want some change in that to happen. So it definitely is on my mind about that situation.
How could it change?
I know for a fact that baseball is very expensive growing up. And for me, I didn't have growing up. My family, we didn't have the $3,000 to $4,000 to play on travel ball teams. So I didn't do it. And so me and my dad, we did the best we could as far as learning how to, the right training and getting into things. And I just had the talent, and they found me, and I got better eventually, and got lessons here and there from people. But it's just such an expensive sport where parents are trying to do the best they can, but a lot in the African American community, that money doesn't go towards that $3,000 or $4,000 can't go towards baseball.
Right.
So, I think that's an issue in itself that's causing African Americans to go to basketball or football, where it's just you go out there and you don't even need anything. You can make a box and have a little ball and you can shoot it. It's a very expensive thing to do. The game to play, and you need a team, you need a bat at baseball. So I think that's a problem maybe we can find a way to fix.
Did you have to make that decision at a certain point? I'm guessing you played other sports, given the fact you're a good enough athlete to play in the major leagues. Did you have a choice between basketball and baseball, or football and baseball, and you knew you wanted to play baseball?
Yeah, I grew up playing everything, and then I stuck with basketball and baseball all the way through high school, and I stopped basketball after my 10th grade season because our teams were good and we were going to the playoffs and deep into the playoffs, and then that runs into baseball season. So I wasn't getting prepared for baseball. But I had passion for baseball. I enjoy playing basketball, but having passion for something is different, and I recognized that. And so the decision for me was pretty easy, making which one I wanted to do. So, but yeah, I was basketball and baseball.
So is Miggy as thin as we've been led to believe when we're seeing him come in yesterday?
Yeah, he came in right. It's gonna be a different guy when y'all see him. He looks real good. He definitely slimmed down. He looks ready to go. So I'm excited. I'm excited for him.
We're talking to Nico Goodrum. Ron Gardenhire is very clear on what his message was to you guys, and that is we want to win. We expect to win. You've been through two tough years here in Detroit, obviously. But you were also in Minnesota the first year, and you saw what they have turned into now. When you look at this team and you listen to Gardy's message, what's your overall feeling heading into the 2020 season?
Just getting punched in your mouth over and over again is just, you don't want to continue to get, that done to you. So you're ready to do it back to somebody. And like you said, when I was with the Twins, I witnessed that happening where my friends with the Twins were in the big leagues, and seeing them go through that and, getting losing and then seeing how that switched over when they got a couple more years and that experience on their belt. And so I think it's no different. You got to go through those growing pains and let the guys get their experience. And now you see, the benefits of that. So Gardner's message is just stay within yourself, but we're getting better. It's time now. It's no more time for excuses, is just get it done, or we'll find somebody that can. So, that applied pressure is good. Either it's gonna push you or it's gonna break you. So, I'm ready to go.
Final thing, with all the stuff with the Houston Astros and the Red Sox, but the Astros in particular, Does it piss you off with what they did, and do you think some of the players should be punished by the commissioner?
I just think everyone, well, how I was raised and what I believe is you work your butt off, and whatever happens, happens, and you can live with that. And you don't do anything to anything outside of your hard work affect the game, and that's with anything. And so I'm of course not pleased with it, but everyone has to do what they have to do, and that's what they had peace with by doing that, and I don't agree with it, and, you know, everything will take care of itself. But, yeah, I don't agree with that at all, and I know some guys lost their jobs with that, and it's not right, so hopefully everything gets taken care of.
By the way, Nico Goodrum has a career 28 homers, 26 as a left-handed batter. So apparently Dad knew what he was talking about, huh?
Yeah, he did.
Hey, Nico, thanks for the time. It was really great talking to you, and hopefully we'll talk to you when you guys get back up here to Detroit.
All right, I appreciate y'all.
Thanks a lot.
All right, now.
Nico Goodrum of the Tigers joining us here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.